It's 6:30. In Alabama news, the Alabama legislature has approved a general fund budget and wrapped up a special session. Lawmakers gave final approval to a spending plan they say will avoid spending reductions to critical state agencies such as Medicaid, prisons, and mental health. Governor Robert Bentley says he expects to sign the budget into law after reviewing it. He praised lawmakers for their hard work. House Speaker Mike Hubbard is pleased as well.
I believe that we have come up with a budget that is workable, that funds the essential services of state government, and most importantly, doesn't allow the government to shut down on October 1st.
The budget approval came after lawmakers broke a seven-month stalemate over tax increases and had to handle a $200 million budget shortfall. Lawmakers this week also approved a 25-cent per pack cigarette tax and a transfer of $80 million in education funds to help cover the projected gap. UAB athletic boosters are cheering the new contract for football coach Bill Clark. The University of Alabama System Board of Trustees Committee approved the contract Wednesday. The five-year deal pays Clark $605,000 a year plus incentives. At a rally yesterday afternoon, Clark told the crowd he's pushing ahead after the turbulence that surrounded the UAB football program.
Negatives, gone. I say it again, negatives are what? They're gone. They're behind us where we're headed. We're looking to tomorrow. We're looking to the future.
UAB President Ray Watts ended the football team last December, citing costs. He reinstated it in June after strong pushback and fundraising from students, alumni, and the community. UAB is expected to return to play in 2017. Governor Robert Bentley and members of a regional development organization and others are set to announce funding for projects in the state's Black Belt region. They'll announce more than $11 million in local, state, and federal funding for projects in the state's Black Belt. That's this morning in Montgomery. Mostly sunny today, a high around 85. Mostly clear tonight, lows of 65. It's 67 in Birmingham, 66 degrees in Gadsden.